This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Bleepin' Rice joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? We got our goat fuel. It's tremendous. It's the Jerry Rice edition. I'm holding up right now on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Jerry's on the screen right now. And Jerry, not only are we going to talk Niners, we'll talk Super Bowl, but first and foremost, we got the NBA All-Star Game, baby, this weekend. And Jerry, you're an All-Star Celebrity Game coach coaching against Barry freaking Bonds? Are you kidding me? Break this down for
I'm
me.
Yeah, I'm going to kick his butt. What are you talking about, man? This is all-out war, man.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Barry Bonds, bring it on, Barry. Let's go, man. Let's go. I got my team. My team is ready to go. I'm fired up. Okay, man, but I'm going to try to sneak some of that goat fuel in there and get my team all fired up. Yeah.
Forget a Gatorade bath. You need a goat fuel bath after you win.
Hey, did you guys bet on that? The color of the Gatorade?
No, Carter did. Carter, what was it? It was yellow?
It ended up being yellow. I bet blue.
He bet blue. He's a degenerate, Jerry.
You know. Man, you can bet on so many things now, man. You probably can bet on, you know what guys are wearing underneath their uniform. You know, it's crazy now. Hey. Who's going to score the first touchdown? Who's going to throw the first interception? Just it's.
How are you going to deal with, let's say, I'm going to use this guy, like, let's say Drewski or T.O. is frustrated because you're not giving him enough playing time. How are you going to deal with that, Coach Jerry?
What were you talking about, man? Look, you deserve. Hey, look, if you put the work in, you deserve to be on the floor. Okay, Drewski, here's the deal. All right, I already have had a conversation with him.
Okay,
I told him, I said, man, you're going to be like my, you're going to be like my role player. Okay, you know, I want you to be that enforcer. I want you to be just go in there and just knock people over and just call, commotion. That's all I want him to do. I know what he wants. He wants that MVP. Terrell Owens, he wants that MVP. So somehow I'm gonna have to, I don't think I'm gonna play both of them at the same time. Maybe I go, like that 2-1-2.
Oh yeah.
Maybe go 3-2. I'm trying to decide how, what type of zone I want to play. If I want to play man to man, Drewski, I don't know. That might not be a good fit for him playing man-to-man.
Well, no, I was just thinking about it. You're teammates with T.O. Now you're coaching him.
That's great.
How are we talking to T.O., coach, as opposed to being his teammate, Jerry?
Hey, very quiet. No, man, it's going to be fun to see T.O. because I know T.O., man. T.O. is one of the most gifted athletes, that's going to be out there on that basketball court, and he's going to want to, he's going to want to do something special. He's probably going to dunk the ball. He's probably going to be shooting threes, doing everything, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It feels a little weird because I'm actually not going to be on the floor, playing or doing anything like that. But I'm gonna be representing, man, because after this Super Bowl, oh my God, man. Hey, man. Hey, look, I just got to jump in. Can I dive into that just for a second?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Please.
I'm mad, Jerry. Man, I'm mad because we weren't even close and the Eagles winning. I hate the Eagles. I can't stand the Chiefs. Like, I'm just pissed. I don't know. How are you feeling?
But wait. You got to go for the NFC. Niners NFC West and stuff like that. So I was pulling for them, but I knew that defensive line had to get to Patrick Mahomes. Then that secondary had to hold up where he couldn't throw the ball, quickly and get rid of it. And they had him running around like his head was cut off. He didn't know what hit him. Travis Kelce, I think he was still, he was upset because Taylor Swift got booed.
Yeah.
So that I think that destroyed his game. But now I'm just joking about that. But Travis had that look on his face like, man, like what is going on? Like, you know, like walking around, they were like zombies, man. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't put a finger on, you know, that defense. They couldn't stop them. And they, you know, basically they couldn't basically cross the 50-yard line, you know, for a long, long time.
No, Jerry, it's interesting you bring that up. And we're talking to the GOAT, Jerry Rice, right now, courtesy of the River Islands guest line at Spadoni and Chasky. And I think about all those Super Bowls and all those dominating wins you guys had in the Super Bowl. You had some close ones, but you also had some dominating ones. Then you go to the Raiders and you're part of another Super Bowl, but it's on the flip side, the first time in your career. Did you know early on in that game, like I'm sure the Chiefs fans felt and the Chiefs players felt early on, it's like, oh boy, we might be in trouble in this one. Did you feel like that when you guys played Tampa?
Well, yeah, yeah. You know, you can feel that momentum and you know you got to do something special. You need to, you know, somehow change that. And I think with KC, they tried to do that, but they just didn't have an answer for it. And, you know, for us, it was the same way in that Super Bowl. We actually didn't want to throw the football. We wanted to run the football. We had Tyrone Wheatley. We had Charlie Garner. And we were going to pound that rock, man, until we woke up the morning of the Super Bowl and we found out that our center was in Mexico in a ditch. Drunk. So that destroyed everything. But yeah, I think they knew that they had a fight on their hands, but they couldn't do anything to get that momentum on their side. And I always said that you win championships with defense. You win championships with defense. And that defense made a statement, and they pretty much just took it out of the officials' hands. Because they just blew them out. It could have easily been 40-0. They gave them a couple freebies towards the end. But man, what a game by the Philadelphia Eagles.
What about like waking up in the morning and everybody's reporting that Debo Samuel is requesting a trade and that the Niners are granting him the trade? I was like, man,
make your mind up. Well, because they said they were shopping Debo during the season. There was rumors going on and stuff like that. So I think maybe Debo got a little offended by that. And, you know, he just feels like he's not that main guy anymore. You know, they got other receivers that's making plays and, you know, he won out. And I think he probably, if I know Debo, he probably wants to go to the Commanders, the Washington Commanders.
Wow.
And, you know, because of that quarterback, Jalen Daniels, you know, I think they have some type of relationship. But, I guess they just have to do what they have to do. But they need to get this issue resolved.
So take me back to your last year with the Niners. You know, I know it was a tough one and the kind of the way it went all down. But everybody says it's a business. It's a business. But obviously, there's a lot of emotions. This is where your family was raised. This is the team that you've been with your entire career. How difficult is it as a player going through the season, kind of knowing like via the tea leaves, hey, I'm not coming back here. How hard is that as a player to show up every day, give your all, and know that maybe the team doesn't want you anymore?
Yeah, that's hard, man. That's a hard one to swallow. I actually have never been in that position. I just felt because towards the end, Bill Walsh always wanted to, retire his key players. You know, he didn't want those players to be around way too long. And, I was lucky that I got the opportunity to go right across the bay with the Raiders because I didn't have to uproot my family or do anything like that. And when I went to Seattle, I pretty much stayed in the hotel and also Denver. But that's hard, man, to go in there every day knowing that you're being shopped around and the team actually that they don't want you to still have the focus and that drive to, help your team to win.
Well, it's a good point because that brings me to my next one. Jimmy Butler is now a Golden State Warrior. And obviously, we know what took place in Miami. That's in Miami. He's now a Golden State Warrior. Yeah. And he's trying to ingratiate himself into this locker room that has a lot of egos, that has championship pedigree, that has Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green now. What was it like for you to go from the Niners locker room and then you're going to the Raiders locker room? You got, obviously, you got John Gruden. You had touchdown Timmy Brown there. You had a lot of these different characters there. What did you need to do as Jerry Rice to ingratiate yourself in the locker room? Or was it as simple as, hey, man, I'm here to get to work and I'm just going to be who I am?
Hey, just go in, do your thing, man. And I think, you know, with Jimmy Butler, he's doing that. You know, he's like that dog, and you can hear it, man. You can see it circling in the locker room. They like, you know, what they see and what he brings to the table. And he's just, you know, going out there playing football. I mean, not playing football, but playing basketball and, you know, just letting everything just happen. He doesn't feel like he got to, you know, have all the weight on his shoulders or anything like that. You know, it's Steph Curry and Draymond Green got so many playmakers. So, you know, just going out there and just doing this thing. And I think he already done won that locker room over, man. And they're excited to have him on the team.
As Jerry Rice, I'm sure you've met him, a variety of celebrities, of famous athletes. Who's the guy that you want to go up and meet at the All-Star game? I mean, who's the guy that, all right, you get into the floor, you're looking around, you're like, I got to make a beeline and go talk to that player, that celebrity, that guy.
Oh, my God. You know, that's a good one, man, because, I never try to actually, you know, just throw myself into someone's space. If they want, you know, to have a conversation with me or something like that, I'm down for it. But, you know, man, if anyone, I got to go mess with Charles Barkley, man. Charles, here's the deal, man. Charles, for some reason, he hates to go to State Warriors. He hates the Warriors. He feels like California, you know, that he said something about we got just rats here. Like, you know, Charles doesn't even have a ring. Charles can't talk, man. He doesn't have a ring. Until you have a ring on your finger, Charles Barkley, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you need to chill, brother. You know, I'll see you in Lake Tahoe or something like that. But you don't have a ring, man. You can't talk about the Warriors or anything like that.
Oh, we're talking to Jerry Rice here, the GOAT on the River Islands guest line in the morning roast with Spadoni and Shasky. He's going to be coaching in the All-Star Celebrity Game. He's going to be coaching against Barry freaking Bonds. What's the relationship with Barry like, Jerry?
Man, Barry and I are pretty cool, but we competitive. Hey, it's going to be on, man. I want to take him down. You know, Barry Bonds, you know, Barry used to, you know, he used to shorten down on the bat and hit home runs and stuff like that, like it was nothing. I think Barry came over to my house one day, man. That was when I was still here in Atherton. And Barry, Barry was this guy, he was supposed to be known as this workout fanatic guy and stuff like that. So he came over to pick my brain. He's talking to me and stuff like that. He said, well, Jerry, you know, hey, look, you know, I don't have to be the well-conditioned athlete. I just have to be able to run from first base to third base. Hey, guys, the entire hour, he talked about himself. I had to listen to Barry for an hour just talk about himself, how great he is and all of that. So yeah, you know, I'm looking to, you know, try to take him down.
A little birdie has seen him at the driving range a lot lately, hitting golf balls. How many rounds of golf have you guys played?
I played in a couple events where he played and stuff like that, and he loves golf, man. And come on, baseball players, hockey players, you know, the hand eye coordination and stuff like that. They're gonna hit it long, man. So. You know, I think he's really in it. Now, if you want to go a mono and you know, for 18 holes, hey, I'm down for it because I would just beat him down completely.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man. We got Jerry freaking Rice here joining us here. And Jerry, going back to the Niners real quick, because there is a lot to unpack here. Joe was freaking out after the Super Bowl. And to your point, I was with you, by the way. I was rooting for the Eagles. There's no chance in hell I'm rooting for Patrick Mahomes to three-peat. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I don't want him tying Joe Montana with the Super Bowl rings. I don't want that. Hell no. So for him to get humbled a little bit, shout out Kendrick Lamar. Did you enjoy, real quick, do you enjoy the halftime show?
Oh, man, I loved it, man. I was up. I was up getting my move on, dancing and stuff. And you know, when Serena Williams came out and she was crip walking and, you know, God, it was great, man. I just, you know, there were so many messages sent in there. I'm not going to get into all of that, but it was just amazing. This guy, he's so talented, and the part when he was walking, and, you know, across stage, and he looked into the camera and said, "Hey, Drake, you know, I hit you like I'm young." And you know, and when he said that and stuff like that, I knew he was in complete control. And he was out there just to entertain.
Right. I don't know who had a more dominating performance. Was it the Eagles or was it Kendrick against Drake? But I did want to get to this because, you know, we touched on Debo, and that's the Sunday morning of the Super Bowl, and stuff like that is already getting leaked out there. He reports to Adam Schefter. He says, "Hey, Adam, I want to get out of here." How important is this offseason for the 49ers to be drama-free? So, you know, you got Debo here, but there's so much drama baked into last year. You lost the Super Bowl. Brandon Ayuk was disgruntled. You know, Trent Williams was disgruntled. You had this Christian McCaffrey extension. Christian McCaffrey barely even plays last year. He has injuries. You know, there's so much baked into it. How important is this offseason for the team to, you know, to just dismiss all the distractions and be completely focused on getting back to the Super Bowl level?
Well, I think it was very important to sign our defensive coordinator. Now we got him all set and stuff like that. And, you know, he's the highest paid. And I think he's going to bring that back, what we need. We need to have that dog on defense, you know, where that they go out and intimidate the opponent. But we don't want to see what happened. We don't want to happen this year, what happened last year. We don't want all of those distractions. We want all of this stuff taken care of, you know, before going to training camp. We need to get Brock done. We need to get that all situated. Last year, you know, we had Brandon Ayuk. We had so many distractions, and I think it really ended up hurting the team. And we need to have a clean slate going into training camp where these guys can just work on their craft and get ready for the season.
When you watched the Eagles and their aggressiveness, specifically on these fourth down plays and just overall the way that they played football, what's the one element that you want the Niners to do next year? Whether it's the coach, the aggressiveness, the style of play, draft?
I want it all. Even if we have to go with the tush push, I don't care, man. Whatever it takes for us to you know, get back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 60 is going to be in our house. In our house. It's only fitting. I know they have to earn it. But the San Francisco 49ers right now, the players, they should be talking about this. Hey, look, we got to get to the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl is here. We got to win it. It's at home. It's convenient. It's perfect. And I'm looking forward to just seeing how everything is going to come together. But no distractions, anything like that. Everybody signed and ready, and everybody got to buy into from day one winning the Super Bowl. Not just winning, you know, football games, but winning the Super Bowl.
It's a great point. Levi's Stadium, Super Bowl 60 next year. As long as it's not raining, Jerry, I'm going to feel great if the 49ers are there and their chances.
What are you talking about, rain, man? Come on, man. you fair weather guy or something like that?
Come on, man. Hey, I'm just saying, man. I got some concerns about the quarterback and the weather, Jerry. I'm just going to say it right now.
You know what, man? No. None of that. Whatever it brings, we got to be ready for, and I feel like we'll be ready for it.
Hey, Jerry, you're going to be ready this Friday at the Celebrity All-Star Game. Team Rice versus Team Bonds.
Yeah, take out Bonds. Please. Take him out. You know he's going to be chirping.
Even if I have to run through him and tackle him. Hey, if I have to run through him and tackle, if he steps on the floor or something like that, you know, he's going down.
He's a bicyclist now. He's lost a little bit of weight. He's not as strong as he used to be. I got my money on you right now.
Hey, I got my workout This morning, I got my goat fuel.
Let's go. We are ready to go.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Hell yeah.
Always enjoy you guys. All right.
Hey, appreciate it, Jerry. We'll be watching, man. Have a great one.
All right. I'm looking for Charles Barkley, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to find Charles. I'm going to find him.
I'm going to have all my rings.
I'm going to have all my rings so I can put it in his face.
It's going to be Shaq and it's going to be Jerry right there. That's Jerry Rice.